I even picked it out of it in advance this week. The bottom of page 57 on the bottom left.
57.
Page 57 on the bottom left.
I have one if you need.
Oh, okay. 57, bottom left.
I feel sort of handicapped. I don't have a tape recorder, Rabbi.
Is this rewinding or is it? Is that yours rewinding? Okay. Any more? Page 57. The Indian mitzvah's Korban Pesach. In respect to the mitzvah or the Korban Pesach, Shehiktim HaKasu HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, that the Torah preceded it with the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. This month will be for you the first of months. And so we know that the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh was given first. It was the first mitzvah the Jews were given as a people. And it actually preceded the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach itself. Kimila UPesach. The two mitzvos of circumcision and Korban Pesach, the Pesach offering, Heim Beis Mitzvos Esei, Hachamurim, they are the two most stringent of the positive commandments, the positive mitzvos, Shechayavim Aleihem Kores, that if a person does not perform the mitzvah of Bris Mila, or if they don't eat the Korban Pesach, their Chayiv Kores, which is some type of spiritual excision. And those are the only two mitzvahs essay. Those are the only two active mitzvahs in the Torah where if you neglect from doing that mitzvah, you don't... If you neglect from doing that mitzvah, your Chayiv Kores. V'hei mitzvos harishonos shehikdimu l'chol ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvos. Additionally, he says, they are really two... The first mitzvahs, which come before all others, the mitzvah of Mila and Korban Pesach. We know Mila is the first mitzvah, the Peru Revu, of course, is the first one, but it's the first mitzvah that Avraham Avinu was given as a Jew, was the mitzvah of circumcision. And Korban Pesach, even though we see that Rosh Chodesh came before it, we'll see that in a minute, Korban Pesach was the first mitzvah, besides Rosh Chodesh, given to the Jews in Mitzrayim. Now he wants to elaborate on that. Umila hi os beguf lahasir ha'orla. Bris Mila is a sign on the body. It's a physical mitzvah when we remove the orla, the foreskin, from our bodies. Ubazeh nitkan haguf. By doing this, our body becomes repaired, even refined. The body becomes refined, our physical being. Lihios kli. L'kabel ha-kedusha, to become a kli, a vessel, a receptacle, to be able to hold on to holiness. Latzeis mima'aser ha-teva, and to emerge the prison, you might say, of nature.
Confinement
of nature. We are bound in a certain respect by our physical nature, by the physical world that we live in. It has a strong effect on us. And the mitzvah of Mila, he says, is such that it reduces, to a degree, the power of the world of nature over us.
Didn't we learn that similar vein last week? It was the same theme on one of the monologues.
On the power of it, yes, we did. Yeah. We did. And I don't remember which one it was. And rising above the power of Teva. Yeah, I just forgot which mimer it was. We did learn that last week. I'm sorry, I said that.
It's beautiful.
Ukamosha Kasuv, as it's written, Miya Ale Lanu Hashemaima. There's a passage that says, who will go up for us toward heaven? Roshe Tevos Mila. That pasuk is the abbreviation, Mi is Mem, Ya Ale is Yud, Lanu is Lamed, Hashemaima is Hey. That's the abbreviation of Mila. It's showing that through this mitzvah of Mila, Mi'a Aleh Lanu HaShemayimah, we can attain to be able to rise up spiritually to heaven. U'kamochein al-yidei ha-kreves ha-pesach. Then he says, likewise, the parallel, through the offering of the Korban Pesach, Husar ha-orla v'gashmius b'chlal ha-olam Shehu Tachas Hazman. The foreskin conceptually of the world, right, the thickness of the world, of physical power on the universe, was removed by the Korban Pesach, and the realm of nature which has to do with time was then opened up for us as an offering of that, through the offering of that Korban. So our bodies were prepared for Kedusha with the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and the world in general, in the realm of time, Zman, was prepared for Kedusha by the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. She says it removed the orla of the world. Ubiyitzias Mitzrayim, Yatsu b'nei Yisrael michiyuva dekochave yumazale, kideisa bezar hakadosh, as the Holy Zohar writes, that when we left Mitzrayim, we departed from being bound by the laws of the stars and the planets. Whereas the world is governed by them, we are above them when we left Mitzrayim.
So to speak, when the Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they were tachas of the koach of mazel.
Yes.
So all of the astrological manipulations and ministrations that Paro was involved in, there was a koach to them. They had that.
But not fully, because we were still the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right. And they did rise above the realm of Teva. So somehow we were more tied than we were later, mm-hmm. but still there was something about us that was above Teva, because we were B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'zachu l'masha amru ein mazel Yisroel, and then we merited to that thing which our Chachamim pointed out, ein mazel Yisroel. What it means, Yisroel has no mazel. We are not underneath, we are not governed by the laws of nature per se. We can rise above them. Mazel here refers to astrological principles and laws. Vahatam, what's the underpinnings in respect to this? Ki b'nei Yisrael kodmin la'ola. The Jewish people actually preceded the world, preceded the universe itself. Kamosha Kasuv, as it's written, Bereshis, the very beginning of the Torah, it says Bereshis Bara Elohim, and the Chachamim Darshan, Bishvil Yisrael Shanik Bereshis. What does Bereshis means? Bishvil Reshis. For the Reshis, for the Jewish people, on account of the Jewish people, the world was created. So you see that there's a concept of B'nai Yisroel that precedes the world itself. If the world was created based on Yisroel, that means Yisroel has to precede the world. Otherwise, that statement doesn't make sense. Something about the Jewish people which even precedes the creation itself.
The word Bishvil, mm-hmm. what's the shorish? Is the base part of the shorish?
I don't know the shorish of Bishvil.
It's a word unto itself, right?
Yes, it is.
But, you know, it's an unusual construct with a base
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I don't know what the shorish of that is. It could mean...
It's not Bishvil.
It might mean on the path. Uh-huh. I never really uh-huh. thought of that before. No, on the path of this,
right.
on account of this. That's possible.
So in which case the base would be like a
Shin
prefix.
Shin Beis Lama would be the shorish.
Uh-huh.
If that's true, yeah.
Right.
That's an interesting idea.
Okay.
V'heim l'mala min hazman v'ateva, and we are above the realm of time and nature. And we even see this, he says, a remez in the very first pasuk in the Torah. For the Jewish people, the world was created, we see that we are above the order of the universe. U'Pesach u'Rosh Hashanah l'Rigolim, we know that the holiday of Pesach, the Yom Tov of Pesach, is called the New Year of Yom Tovim. And Rosh Hashanah is the new year of the year, but Pesach is the new year of Yom Tovim. It's the first of the Regalim. V'hakrovas ha-Pesach b'yodod, but when do you actually bring the Korban Pesach? It's really prior to Yom Tov, because you shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan. Pesach starts on the night of the 15th, but the Pesach is really shechted on the 14th. V'hashbosah sa'ur, and also the dismissal or the getting rid of chametz also occurs before Pesach. min haTorah, you're not allowed to have chametz from midday on Erev Pesach, and the Chachamim added on even an hour or two before that. Hu hasora sa'orla, the concept of the removal and the obliteration of chametz is additionally the removal of the orla. Lihios hazman yuchal lihis alos lamala, for time to be able to become lifted up into the higher worlds. So he wants to say Pesach is the Kedusha in Zman, which starts on the 15th, but you have a preparation for it beforehand, which is the shechting of the Korban Pesach and the removal of Chametz. That's like Bris Mila. It's like the Mila that comes before the Yom Tov, allowing the Yom Tov to be absorbed by us. We prepare for it with these two mitzvahs. Shekamosha yesh yitzias mitzrayim v'nefesh, kamochein bizman. Because not only is there a spiritual exodus from Egypt for our souls, but also in the realm of time, there's an exodus from Egypt. V'lachein hikdim achodesh hazeh lachem, and because we will be different in the realm of time when it comes to the exodus from Egypt, there had to be prior to it a mitzvah about time, and that mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh. So the whole concept, he's really making parallel Bris Mila to Pesach, and the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is like the Bris Mila of time. Yisroel dekadshinu lizmanim kamo shekasuv mikroi kodesh, the Jewish people sanctify the times, as it says mikroi kodesh. V'zeh bo al yidei yitzias mitzrayim v'hashpasas chametz v'shchitas pesach v'erev pesach. And this occurs through the getting rid of chametz and the shechting of the korban pesach on erev pesach. Now he wants to say then that all these mitzvahs had to do with sanctifying time, Rosh Chodesh, Korban Pesach, getting rid of chametz, and when Pesach arrived, we would be prepared for its Kedusha. They were all preparatory for the purpose of the Kedusha of Pesach itself.
He's defining Zman as like the structure of
the realm
world
of time,
and how things fall within it?
Specifically the realm of time. At the realm of the world would be place, Kedushas Makom, that may be related to the actual Korban Pesach itself. The realm of time, he's connecting to the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh per se. It's the dimension of time, not the dimension of space, mm-hmm. or place.
So until the Korban Pesach, there was no tikkun of Zman?
Well, he seems to say that Rosh Chodesh was the preparation for the tikkun of Zman, the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. And then when Pesach happened, we absorbed
that mitzvah in the Torah.
First mitzvah, right.
So it's really from...
But you have this concept of the Avos keeping Shabbos, keeping mitzvahs. So there was certainly Kedushas Hazman beforehand through Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and their families. But as a mitzvah, this is the first time we see it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first Kedushas Hazman as a mitzvah. I shouldn't actually say that. The first time we see it for the Jewish people, but in Bereishis it says openly that Hashem sanctified the seventh day. So we do see Kedushas Hazman from Hashem at that time. This is the first time we see it for people.
Should
be with Rosh Hashanah.
But that was different because it didn't relate to the year. It related to the week, not the year.
Right. That's true. Was that Hillary?
No, I was just going to say maybe a way of thinking about the mitzvahs of the Avos and the mitzvahs here is the relationship between Pratim and Klal. That the Avos are the idea of sort of the fulfillment of what an individual, so to speak, can accomplish. But here we begin the idea of mitzvahs for a Klal.
A nation.
And
the people.
What they can bring in.
Okay. V'ramzu chazal sheyud dalet nikra rishon, the Chachamim hinted to us that the 14th is called the first time, the Meikora Mashma Shenemar Harishon Adam Tivole. Now, I'm not really sure what he means here. So, talking about something from Eov.
I need footnotes here.
Let me read it one more time. Ramzu Chazal Shoyodal Nikra Rishon the Meikora Mashma Shenemar Harishon Adam Tivole. Pirishka Shenemar Kain Leiov Nira Shayeshmi Shenolad Be'emes Kodem Adam Harishon. Okay, I really don't understand the pshat of his words here, but he's saying the concept again of Rishon is that it's something which precedes something else. And he even says that there's a hint to Eov from this pasuk that he says, I think Harishon Adam Tivole, which apparently is from Eov, that it implies that there was something here before the first man. Before Adam there was something here. And what is it? Again, Bnei Yisrael. It's the concept of the peoplehood of the Jews preceded Adam Harishon. I can't get it in the words here, but that's the idea. V'hu Bnei Yisrael sha'alu b'machshava b'rishon. What preceded Adam Harishon? Who preceded the first man? The concept of the Jewish people. The sanctity of the Jewish people even preceded Adam. U'b'koach zeh. It is through this power that we somehow existed before time and the world, and that time and the world exist for our purpose. Yecholin b'nei Yisrael v'ha'avir kol memeshelas ha'sitra achra. It is through this strength that we can get rid of the powers of evil in the world. U'laha'alos kol ha'olam l'mala min hazman, and to lift all of the world above the realm, the structures of time. Vayidei beis tikunim elu, it is through these tikunim, mila u'pesach, the bris milah and the korban pesach, shehem ha'avora sa'orla, which signifies the removal of the foreskin, both of them, muchanim achar kach l'torah u'mitzvos, we then become prepared for the Torah and for mitzvos. Yes?
The Rosh Tevos mean two lines before, hey, samach, tes, aleph.
Sitra achra, it means literally the other side, and it refers to the powers of evil in the world, the powers of Ra. Sure. V'lochein kesiv bohem v'nichrasu mi sha'over aleihem, and therefore it's written in respect to Bris Milah and Korban Pesach that one who does not fulfill them has spiritual excision. Right, they're so fundamental for the Jewish people and that they remove physical barriers at a very, very fundamental level and allow us to absorb spirituality, that if we don't do them, we are somehow cut off spiritually. He almost says it's like a consequence. If we don't do this, we can't be affected by our neshama the way we need to be. The neshama then is by definition somehow, to some extent, cut away.
So I'm sure he's going to answer it. It's the obvious question, but we don't do the Korban Pesach.
In our time, right? It means when we're chayav to do it, whereas if we're not. But what we do is, the Seder and the eating of the matzah, the Seder corresponds to the achila of the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach. Okay. The miracles that God performed oppression on the souls of the Jewish people, shenisalu l'ma'ala min hateva, that we were lifted above nature. In other words, we can look at miracles in all kinds of different ways. And the perspective he chooses here is that since we were lifted above the order of nature, we were then able to be affected by miracles, because the definition of miracles are those things in the world that are above nature that peek into the world. And that left an impression on us of that state of being that was above nature. The miracles themselves that showed we were out of nature left their rishima. They left an imprint on us, on our souls. U'b'midrashu l'kachtem agudas ezov v'higatem. The midrash says about this parsha here, when we shechted the Korban Pesach and we took the grass, we dipped it in blood and we smeared the blood on the doorposts and on the mashkof, on the, what do you call that thing? Lentil?
Lentil.
Lentil?
Lentil.
Lentil?
Lentil.
Okay.
Lentil.
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 Thank you. Lentil? Lentil soup?
You don't make soup from it.
It's the one you don't make soup from.
It's the kind of stuff you don't eat on Pesach if you're Ashkenaz. Doresh me rosh tzurim. So the Midrash says about this pasuk, me rosh tzurim refers to those who are at the head of the mighty mountains, the rocks. Elu ha'avos sheha'olam omed aleihem. These are the avos, the patriarchs, that the world stands upon them. Hein am levadad ayin sham. And then it describes us as a nation unto ourselves. Now, although I didn't look at the Midrash, but the idea is the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are the two mezuzahs and the mashkos. Avraham to the right, Yitzchak to the left, and Yaakov is the
lentil,
thank you. So we get into that a little bit, actually. He says, the inyan is, the souls of the Jewish people as a people, now as a people, were lifted, and we had a connection to the paths and the ways of our patriarchs, who as individuals lifted themselves out of nature. Now as a people, we achieve that. And the blood on the doorpost, specifically of the Korban Pesach, which represents this concept, that showed that we were now touching the realm of the Avos, lifting ourselves above nature. And we had, at that point, became gathered and separated as a nation from amongst others. Vihigatem el hamashkof, and it was touched to the lintel. Kinyan shakasu betana devela Eliyahu, as it says in Tana Deve Eliyahu. Now you notice the word vihigatem. It means, you know, you shall reach it to the mashkof. You shall reach it.
It's the lesson of the Midrash.
That's the lesson of the Torah. Vihigatem, right. Uh-huh. So the Midrash Tana Deve Eliyahu says, Zolam yomar adam masai yagiyu ma'asai l'masai avosai Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. It's a famous Midrash. Yeah. When will my acts touch? When will they reach the acts of my patriarchs Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And it says in the Torah, you shall touch the mashkof. That's this idea that we're aspiring to reaching to the level of the avos who are represented there on the two mezuzahs and the mashkof. You specifically will touch them through this mitzvah. Will somehow be lifted out of Zman and nature, and touch the avos through this mitzvah. Mulze magid hakasuv, the Torah says, corresponding to this, ki al yidei agudas ezov, through this mitzvah of the grass and the smearing of the blood on the doorposts, vihigatem hamashkov, you shall reach the mashkov, you will reach the avos, umezuzos, and the doorposts, shehu bechinas ha'avos, you will touch them now. Beautiful that.
He could also make a nice drush, because saying that, because the next day they left those houses, right? Mm-hmm. That then the klal was able to move to a madrega, sort of the of achdus. That was even something more than what the avos could have.
Very good, very nice.
Then the fulfillment of the mission of the avos, so to speak, to go out from there.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Copy.
Okay, Indian Shadarshu Madalagal Hahorim, as they darshan, as it says that we skipped over the mountains, the mountains refers to the avos. Kamosha Kiviyacho HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hayu Madalagal Hahorim, just as, so to speak, God leaped upon the mountains, whatever that means. Kamochen B'nei Yisrael Tafsu Darke Avosan. Likewise, the Jewish people grasped the ways of their patriarchs, shelo b'hadragam. When it says to jump, to leap, it refers to growing at a pace which is not a step-by-step pace. It means a leap. It's a spiritual jump. Usually we grow step-by-step. Pesach is significant in that we grow by leaps. We jump. Shelo b'hadragam u'b'koach mitzvah Pesach zachu lezen. It was through the power of the mitzvah of Pesach that we were zoche to this attainment.
All right.
That's a lot to think about. A lot to consider. Let's take a look at one more here at the end. On page 64.
Pre-screen you?
Yes, today I actually did. I looked at it beforehand. I had an opportunity.
covered the yard setting so much.
Which one was it? Oh, maybe that wasn't the one I looked at. On 64 on the bottom right. The mitzvah you show me. Right there, bottom right? Yeah. The mitzvah you show zoo. Included in this first mitzvah of Korban Pesach from Parshas Bo, Michlalu Kol HaMitzvahs. All the mitzvahs, in certain respect, are included in this first mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Ukasiv, and the Torah writes, as it's telling about the Korban Pesach, Mishchu Ukuchu. He uses an unusual language, right? Draw forth and take for yourself a lamb or a goat for the Korban Pesach. It should really just say take it. What's this lesson of Mishchu Ukuchu? All the Mephoreshim talk about this. Mishchu Yudeichem Me'avodah Zorah. Mishchu means take your hands away from Avodah Zorah, from idol worship. Ukuchu tzon shal mitzvah, and then actively take a tzon, a sheep, a lamb, for the mitzvah. Move yourself away from Avodah Zorah and take for yourself a tzon of a mitzvah. That's how the Chachamim darshan
this. This is connected to the idea that the tzon was a god of the mitzvah.
That's right. V'heim b'china Hashem or v'zachor, klal mitzvahs lo saser, mitzvahs esay. This is the concept of Shabbos. We know Shamor is keeping Shabbos, refraining from doing things wrong, taking ourselves away from the things that are Averos, and Zohar is actively engaging in the things that are mitzvahs. Shamor is the Lo Saaseh, the prohibitions of Shabbos, and Zohar refers to the active mitzvah essay of Shabbos, and this is included in general in all of our behavior. Ubeis kolchos elu nimsru l'bnei Yisrael. These two abilities were given over to the Jewish people, to pull ourselves away through discipline, through restraint, from the, again, the forces of the physical world which could lead us in the wrong direction. That's one thing, being able to restrain. And then to actively awaken Kedusha and draw close to God. To take ourselves away from the counterproductive things and to actively walk toward a relationship with Hashem. Ubeis tikunim elu heim l'gufu v'nefesh. These two tikunim, these refinements, apply to the body and to the soul. V'lochein d'Shabbos kodesh. Therefore on Shabbos, shehu zecher li'yitzias Mitzrayim. And we know Shabbos is called something which brings about the memory of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Nisorer beis elu hakochos, and Shabbos, both of these abilities are awakened. And that's why we have, in respect to Shabbos, positive mitzvahs and losases, restraints. Ukamosha b'dibros ne'amar zachor, u'b'mishneh Torah hosif Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom shomer. As we know, the Ten Commandments, that the first time it's written in Parshas Yisro, it says zachor, and the second time in Vayeschan, and later on, it says shomer. Ushnehem b'dibur echad ne'emru, and we learn that Hashem actually uttered both of them simultaneously. Like you say in the Chadori, Hashem ar v'zachor b'dibur echad, Hashem said both of these at the same time.
They were simulcast.
Right. Kamo kein kan amra kadosh baruch hu v'yikhu lahem. So he says here, it's the same thing. Hashem told the Jewish people, it was his lashon yikhu. Go ahead and take a tzon, a lamb, a sheep, for the Korban Pesach. U'Moshe Rabbeinu hosif lohem mishchu ukuchu. And he says it was Moshe who tacked on The first word, mishchu, take yourself away from avodah zarah, and then take the tzon.
How can he say that? Isn't that being mosif on the Torah?
I don't know how he can say that. I don't know what he means technically. I don't know.
Okay.
Shetzerichim mikodem l'takein haguf l'hafisha min hagashmiv. The first thing we have to do, he says, is work on our body, so we're not a slave to our desires. Achar kach misorer koach hanefesh v'haneshama. Then, after we have somewhat disciplined our body, we can awaken the power of our soul. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said first, mishchu, take yourself away from avodah zarah, destructive powers that affect the body. Then, kachu, you can take a korban and actively inspire kedusha. He says this is also conceptually similar to the tefillin we wear on our arm and the tefillin we have on our head. As the Zohar writes, that the tefillin on our arm is like an eved, it's like a servant, and the tefillin on our head is like a son, it's like a child. The dominating aspect of our slavery in Egypt was physical labor. We were slaves, bone-crushing labor. Corresponding to this is the tefillin shel yad, that we wear on our arm, as it says, you shall tie them. It means to bind and to get the reins on the desires of our body. The act of binding itself is what he's referring to. We tie the tefillin on, it's showing we're tying the reins on our body, trying to direct our desires. As the Torah writes, Be'orah Chaim, and it's brought down many times, it's also in the little tefillah we say before tefillin, Behilchos tefillin. Avol b'shorosh, but when it comes to the tefillin shorosh, the Torah doesn't word the use ikshartem, it doesn't use that word. Kesiv v'hoyu l'zikaron. By the Rosh it says, they shall be a zikaron, for you to remember. Ze b'chinas ha'neshama. This refers to zicharon, like zohar es yom ha'shabbos, to actively awaken, which corresponds to the realm of the soul. Shenishtalcha la'olam hazeh bishlichus ha'borei. Our soul was sent here on a mission from our Creator. Vayidei ha'tefillin, by means of the tefillin, bo li zechira u'devekus. We remember this mission. By the tefillin shel rosh, the purpose of the soul in the world is impressed upon our mind. That's the zikaron.
I wonder if this is connected to the machlokas in halacha that some people of whether it's two mitzvahs putting on tefillin or one, whether you make two brachas or one.
Yeah, the ma'aseh that we hold is two separate mitzvahs.
That's right. But there are strong opinions that it's one, right?
Well, it's about the bracha.
But the bracha. So everybody, it's more or less, Rav Poskim feels it's one mitzvah.
I don't know. It's in terms of what the machlokes Poskim, you know, to what the degree the machlokes is. Just know that the Mechaber Poskims that they are two separate mitzvahs. Even though they say one bracha and Sfarim two on both, but it's still held to be two separate mitzvahs.
That's why you take one tefillin out of the bag.
Right.
Separate.
That's right.
That's why it's two different
matches. So I'm not sure. Really. Yeah, check the halakhic
background
there. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. Interesting connection here.
Yeah. You'd say two brachas, even if you only had one to put one on.
Well, we would say the completion, you know, the bracha we make on the Shel Rosh is really the completion of the mitzvah of tefillin. Lemaisa, do we say both brachas on one? I'm not sure. I have to look at the Shulchan Aruch.
So it seems like with tefillin, that one way of approaching it is somewhat of a question in terms of avoda, like this question of which comes first, shamor or zachor, and the mishchu v'kchu. I remember seeing in Parshas Vayichi, in the Shem Yishmuel, he spoke about that in connection with when Yosef brings Ephraim and Manasseh before Yaakov, and that when Yosef says to Yaakov that it's not Lochain, it should be Menashe first, that Menashe was also, like he worked with Yosef, he was the aspect of Voda or Maaseh, and that Ephraim was the like or the Tefillin Shel Yad, and Ephraim was the Tefillin Shel Rosh, the aspect of Zechira or and so that Yosef and Yaakov were disagreeing were sort of whose avoda, which should come first, and that Yaakov kind of overruled them and said that the head should come first, so to speak, or the inspiration should come first. So I'm wondering if there's any place in Shas or anything where does anybody hold that you put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh first?
I don't think so.
Like machlokas like that comes down through. I mean, I can understand that our response is like the yad first, then to the head.
There's a discussion about it, which one goes on first. But I don't know if there's a Manda Omar that says the Shalosh is the one that goes on first.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the context that I'm familiar with, it's just stated that the Shal Yad and then the Shalosh. I don't know if there's a machlokas about that.
Well, in a certain way, the question is begged. It's left ambiguous because you put on the Shel Yad, but you don't complete it.
Right.
You know, so I mean, yes,
as far as the Ritzuos on the finger,
right? So you start it first, but you don't finish
it
first.
It
so they're both first.
It's
in
a very good
way.
Point. Yeah,
yeah.
You're
interesting.
Yeah.
And that may be. So what Yaakov, the point that Shemi Shmuel said about what Yaakov was saying by choosing Ephraim first, was saying that that people wouldn't be strong enough, like Yosef, to just be able to know what, just have Shmira without Zechira, to just be able to guard themselves without a strong sort of knowledge or consciousness of what they were doing.
Right.
And that's why if the avoda of Ephraim, who was involved in learning, should come first. But that's sort of a similar idea, it would go Ephraim, Menashe, and then back to Ephraim, kind of a higher perception or consciousness that comes through your action.
Okay. Va'yidei ha'tfilin boli zechira u'debekus zeh b'chines zachor u'b'chines ben. It says the tfilin them, through the tfilin we come to back to the realm of zechira, of active closeness to God. That's called zachor, and it's also called ben, a child. Whereas the tfilin shel yad is called an eved, a servant. It's removing the powers of nature, again, of teva on us. Ki ikar haben b'ni b'chori Yisroel u'koach ha'neshama, because when it says the word ben, right, the predominant meaning refers to my son, the firstborn Israel, referring to the Jewish people, koach ha'neshama, and that refers to the power of the soul. The soul is called the ben, and the body is called the Eved.
Okay.
Sure.